From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian ceasefire enduring nicely on its third day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said today that despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He also said a multi-nation task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and that the halt in fighting can continue. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his allies have won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in an election for the country's important Assembly of Experts. With more from Cairo is Edward Uranian.
Iranian state TV announced results from Friday's parliamentary election, along with results for the influential Assembly of Experts. Interior Minister Abdulrida Rahmani Fazli says 62% of Iranians across the country and 50% in the capital Tehran participated. Former Iranian diplomat Mirdad Kansari argues the outcome of the election was at the very least an opportunity for the Iranian public to express its dissatisfaction with the hardliners.
There is a feel-good factor for the population in the sense that the general outcome is one that satisfies public opinion.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Mr. Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. Unofficial tallies show reformists and moderates winning many seats in the Iranian elections. President Obama is set to award the nation's highest military honor to Navy SEAL Edward Byers. He helped rescue an American hostage in December of 2012 in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Pakistan said Monday at the start of strategic talks with the United States that a contentious sale of F-16 fighter jets would strengthen the South Asian nation's ability to mount counter-terrorist operations and promote regional stability. The U.S. government this month approved the sale of the aircraft, radar, and electronic warfare equipment to Pakistan in a deal worth nearly $700 million. Neighboring India opposes the sale, which has drawn criticism from some U.S. lawmakers. Congress could block the deal, although such action is rare. The Secretary of State last week told a House committee that Pakistan's existing fleet of F-16s has been critical for its counterterrorism fight on its western border with Afghanistan. Secretary Kerry did not mention the F-16 sale in his remarks on Monday, but he commended Pakistan's counterterrorism operations.
We commend Pakistan for its whole-of-government approach to implement the National Action Plan and eliminate the ability of militant groups to recruit, to finance, and to incite violence. And we welcome Pakistan's commitment not to differentiate between terrorist groups.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com.
I committed the crime of taking out a political slogan from the staff-only area of the Yangokto International Hotel.
That's the voice of Otto Warmbier. He's a college student at the University of Virginia, that's in the U.S., and he's been touring North Korea where he was arrested last month for attempting to steal a political banner from a Pyongyang hotel. Today, he's been charged with committing a hostile act against the state with the help of the United States.
I regret my actions more than anything. I apologize to both the Korean people and the government.
The young man appeared before a group of domestic and foreign journalists on Monday in the North Korean capital. He was accompanied by North Korean guards. The 21-year-old was visiting North Korea with a tour group and was arrested last month before boarding a plane out of the country. Pyongyang has not said what possible punishment Warmbier may be facing. Spotlight, a look at the Boston Globe's Pulitzer Prize-winning investigation into child sex abuse in the Catholic Church, won the Oscar for Best Picture at the 88th Academy Awards in Hollywood last night. Spotlight producer Michael Sugar.
This film gave a voice to survivors, and this Oscar amplifies that voice, which we hope will become a choir that will resonate all the way to the Vatican. Pope Francis, it's time to protect the children and restore the faith. Thank you very much.
Leonardo DiCaprio got the Oscar for Best Actor. Brie Larson, Best Actress for her portrayal in the movie Room. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.